Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Single Mom Success Podcast, episode 49. I guarantee you, at one point or another, you have been in a bathroom with a transgender person and you didn't even know it. And you survived. This is the Single Mom Success Podcast, where we cover all the glorious mess that is life as a single parent and how you can navigate through to become the best version of yourself and how to live the life you desire. Do you want to get weekly email reminders of your awesomeness? Head on over to thesinglemomblog.com to sign up today. Now, let's get started. Hey everybody, and welcome to today's Single Mom Success Podcast. I hope you are having a fantastic day so far. So we're going to dive right in today, and I am going to warn you, as just sort of a prerequisite of coming in here, this is going to be a somewhat political post. It's definitely a controversial one. It's political in some aspect, but also parenty, because the two sort of interchange. But I do want to warn you. So I am going to have very strong opinions. I do have very strong feelings about what we're about to talk about. But you have been warned, because it might trigger you if you don't believe in certain things or whatever. But I did want to. So you have been warned. You have been warned. So diving into today's topic, I'm going to discuss the recent, I don't know what the word would be, pullback, I guess, of Donald Trump. He decided that he was going to negate or rescind or whatever the actual, I'm sure there's a technical political word for it, but my brain's not going to process it because it's a Friday and I haven't had enough coffee. Before Obama left office, he passed a bill allowing transgender students specifically, to utilize the bathroom / locker room of the gender that they identified with. So, for example, if you were a young man who was transgender and identified with being a girl instead of a boy, and you dressed as a girl and were seen as a girl and identified as a girl, you would be able to use the girls' restroom / girls' locker room. And this is something that has been contested. There have been many people who have had many different objections and, you know, predominantly conservatives. I'm not going to say all conservatives, because that's not true, and I'm not going to say it's not any liberals or mainstream or moderates or whatever you identify with. Some of them don't agree with it as well, so it's a pretty diverse topic and one that's very controversial. But recently, that was something that President Obama did, allowing transgender boys who identified as girls to be able to utilize a girl's restroom, and vice versa. If you're a young lady who identified more with being a young man and you dressed and felt as you were a young man, you were able to use a men's restroom. And so in the last day or two, Donald Trump, I don't even like saying his name, he decided to take that back, basically. No, we're going to reevaluate it. I don't think it's right. We're going to negate that. We're going to say no. And I find that to be very disturbing. And we actually, as a family, have discussed this topic a lot. And there's a reason why. This is something that actually affects our family in a certain way. And here's why. Not just because of my beliefs and what I believe and how I view the world and what I think is right and wrong, but because of actual personal experiences. So, my daughter goes to a school in Colorado that, it's not a school that we can get bused to. It's a little bit of a ways away from us. and she has to go to this school, and in order to get there, we have to drive her. And so she's been going to the school since she was in first grade, and so we've been carpooling with the family for that entire time. And we it just saves us money, saves us gas. They drive there in the mornings, and I pick up in the afternoons. And it's just, it works out. It's a great arrangement for all of us. So with this carpool, we have two young men who carpooled with us. One that's my daughter's age and one that's younger. And this year, when we went in for our back-to-school night to get our paperwork and, you know, see the classroom and whatever, and drop off everything, get our supplies in there, all that fun stuff that we have to do and back to school, we ran into the mom of the two young men that we carpool with, and she said, you know, oh, I just wanted to let you know, my son is now going by this name. And at first I didn't hear her correctly, and I said, oh, so is he not coming back to the school this year? And she said, no. He is being called this name. It was a girl's name. We'll say Jennifer, okay? He's going by Jennifer now. And I said, oh, okay. And she said, yeah, he's gender nonconforming, I think is what she told me. And I said, oh, okay. She said, so I just wanted to let you know, because, you know, she is going to be dressing as a girl. We talked about this. And last year, we noticed that this is something that he was asking. He kept asking if he could wear dresses. He was talking to us about, you know, feeling more like a girl. And we talked to our doctor about it and got some information. She goes, I can send you all kinds of great information, you know, if you're curious. I said, no, I said, I get it. That's totally fine. I said, so just, you know, let her know that it may take me a little bit to get used to the, you know, change in the adverbs. instead of calling him her a him, calling her a her. So I said, it might take me a while. I said, so I might just say you guys or, you know, whatever in general as a group, all of you. I said, but I'll try and make sure. And I may accidentally slip and call her, you know, her old name. And she said she knows and she understands. I said okay, that's fine with me, I'm good, no worries. And she seemed kind of surprised that I didn't have any questions or that I wasn't taken aback by it, and I think she was surprised and relieved that it wasn't going to cause an issue, because I, you know, as a parent, I can imagine how potentially hard that conversation was, because you don't know how the other person's going to take it. Right? That's a big thing, right? And, you know, gosh, what if that other parent is very conservative or doesn't believe in that or has a problem with it? You know, then you have to deal with that kind of that conflict or that awkwardness, you know, and then you have to explain to your child that, you know, you're no longer going to be carpooling with that person anymore. And that, I can imagine that was a very, you know, maybe if it was me, I would have sort of had that ball in the pit of my stomach of, gosh, I really hope that this person is an understanding person that I'm talking to. So, it wasn't a big deal to me. I was like, all right, sounds good. You know, just as long as we get a little bit of leeway in the, you know, moving into the new, you know, terms and name, then I'm good. And as long as she knows that it's not personal if I accidentally call her the wrong name, and I'll try really hard to make sure. So she said, you know, yeah, and the school's been really good about it, and they know, and they're supportive, and such and such. And so all of this year, she's been going to school as a girl, wearing dresses, identifying as a girl, and no worries, right? No problems. But it did cause me to have a conversation with my daughter and you know, my sons, not so much them, because they don't really see the little girl. But just so that, you know, kind of they knew what was going on. So I had the conversation with my daughter, and she kind of asked about it. She was curious. She goes, so I don't really understand. She goes, I mean, I get it, because all last year, you know, Jennifer was telling people to call her Princess Rainbow Sparkle. So so I said, oh, so you kind of saw it coming, right? you knew that, you know, maybe she was a little bit, you know, different than the other boys in class. So she said, yeah. I said, okay. Well, I said, you know, I sat down and I said, do you have questions? What do you want to talk about? And she goes, well, I guess I just kind of don't understand. I said, all right. Well, I said, you know what it is? It's hard to understand. Just like it's hard to understand anything that you don't personally experience. It's, you know, if you haven't personally gone through it and you haven't personally experienced it, it's not always easy to put yourself in that other person's shoes or that headspace, really. It's, you know, so sometimes it's hard for you to kind of wrap your brain around it, especially as a kid, right? But here's the cool thing about kids. Kids are so much more open-minded. Like, they could really not care less. I mean, they really couldn't care less at all. And so, you know, for the better part, most of them really, you know, with the exception of the few who maybe have been, like, they went home and told their parents and then their parents told them that it was wrong. But up until that moment, they really didn't care. It really wasn't an issue, right? Okay, so this boy was a boy and now she goes by Jennifer. All right. She still plays with us. She's still cool. She still does homework with us. She's still in class with us. She's still learning with us. Whatever. Right? So, but I talked to her. I said, you know, I said, imagine going to school or just getting up every single day feeling like the body you were in was wrong. Like you just felt wrong in your own skin. Imagine feeling like that. And then imagine if you hated wearing dresses. You hated wearing dresses, but every day I forced you to wear a dress. Every day I made you wear something that made you feel uncomfortable. You didn't like dresses. You didn't like the way they felt. You didn't like the wind blowing up your skirt. You didn't like that possibly people could see your underoos. Like, you just did not like them. You were not comfortable in them. But every day I made you wear them. And she goes, that would suck. I said, okay, right. That would suck. Now imagine feeling like you should be wearing girl clothes instead of boy clothes. Now, me personally, I don't have a preference and I don't care. If my daughter sees a shirt that she likes and it's in the boy section, I will buy her the shirt. If she sees a pair of shorts that she likes and they're in the boy section, you know, I may say, well, they're boy shorts. And she, you know, are you sure? And if she says yes, and I'm like, okay, as far as I'm concerned, clothes are clothes. I have many t-shirts I'm wearing a t-shirt now. It's not a girl shirt, it's not a boy shirt, it's just a t-shirt, right? If she wants to wear a t-shirt that's a Transformers t-shirt, but they don't sell Transformer t-shirts for girls, which is stupid, I don't understand why. Why wouldn't I buy her the Transformer shirt that's a boy shirt? She likes Transformers or trolls, right? I hardly ever saw any troll stuff for boys, but I saw a truckload for girls. Well, there's a lot of boys that like troll stuff that they couldn't get it because it was all in the girl section, right? It's silly to me. They're clothes. If you like them, wear them. And that's the only thing that I've ever told my daughter as far as her clothes are concerned. You know, and this is a debate that goes back to, you know, being with her dad, because she'll go to her dad's house and they're like, what are you wearing? And she's like, clothes. They change her. They make her change. They take her shopping and, you know, they get her a bunch of foo-foo-y stuff. Some of it she likes, some of it she doesn't care. She could care less. For me, I've always told her, and they're like, you send her stuff, you know, that you send her here and stuff and it doesn't match. She picked out her clothes. She's 9. She can pick out what she wants to wear. I don't care. My only rules and prerequisite is that it fits, so that you're not wearing something too small, that it's age appropriate, and that it's weather appropriate and clean. Those are my 4 prerequisites. That's it. Matching does not matter. I may mention it to you and go, what you're wearing doesn't really match. I know. Okay. Cool. I'm not going to tell you no. It's your clothes. She's 9 years old. This is the age when she's figuring out herself, her style, her wants, what she likes, what she doesn't like. As long as she's comfortable, that's what I care about, right? That's all that's important to me. And that, you know, weather appropriate, age appropriate, fits, clean. Those are my rules. That's it. Other than that, whatever. She hasn't worn matching socks in I don't know how long. I haven't worn matching socks in I don't know how long. I'm just as comfortable wearing jeans and a t-shirt. In fact, I'm more comfortable wearing jeans and a baggy t-shirt than I am wearing almost anything else. I'm totally cool with wearing workout pants, exercise pants, yoga pants. I'm wearing yoga pants right now. Couldn't care less. Don't care. Right? So, you know, but I told her, I said, now imagine someone telling you that you had to wear this certain kind of clothes, even though you were more comfortable in these other clothes. Imagine feeling like you were just different and you wanted to express that. You're uncomfortable as a boy. Imagine that. And she goes, well, okay, I get that. She goes, but what if she changes her mind and decides to go back? I said, then she will. Then she'll go back and dress like a boy and identify as a boy. And that may be. This may be something that is a passing phase. She may change her mind. She may grow out of it. She may develop, you know, get older and her mind may switch. And she, you know, I'm not saying, you know, it's not like a switch, but she may, you know, feel, you know, get to a point where she's like, okay, I feel more like I identify as a boy. Or she may decide she doesn't identify as either. There are people that have that as well. And it is what it is. You know, I said, but here's the thing. She's still a sweet kid. Yes. Do you still like her? Yes. Then that's all that matters, really. I mean, in all honesty. And ironically, and my daughter was cool with that. You know, we had that great conversation. She's like, okay. And that's all it's been. Ironically, though, probably about 2 weeks ago, my daughter did bring up the topic of the bathroom. She goes, you know what, Mom? She goes, I totally understand Shiloh and I get the whole thing with her. But I gotta say, it kind of bothers me that she's going into the girls' bathroom. And I said, really? Why? And she, I got kind of a little frustrated. I said, why? You know, and here's the reason why, because I feel like, so her dad and her stepmom, they get it. They don't necessarily agree with it. I think he kind of has a problem with it. And so the timing with it is what frustrated me, because it was right after she came back from her dad's. So it was sort of like everything was cool, but then you went to your dad's and now you come back and now you're questioning it. You were great with it before. Now it's something that's an issue. So my frustration was more with that of, you know, what's being said to our daughter, what kind of, you know, the last thing that I will ever tolerate is bigotry, hatred, you know, and just that, I don't want that taught to my daughter. You don't have to agree with everything, but I want her to have her own mind and come up with her own decisions. But I don't want her to ever be told that someone is wrong because they love someone of the same sex. I mean, to me, that equates with telling someone that they are wrong to like someone who's black or who's Hispanic or who is Muslim. I'm not okay with that level of just bigotry or intolerance. I can't deal with that. I want my child to have an open mind. I don't want her to be taught hatred in any form. And so it was frustrating to me. I said, well, what's going on? Because, you know, you were fine with it. Now you're not. What's going on? And she goes, well, she goes, here's the thing. She goes, when I go in to the bathroom, if Jennifer is in there with me, then I know, because her feet are facing front, she still stands up when she pees. And I said, oh. And she goes, and that kind of makes me uncomfortable. I said, why? I mean, she's just peeing. She goes, I don't know. I said, okay, I get that. I can understand why it would kind of bother you a little bit. I said, well, here's the deal. You're in a stall, right? Yes. You can't see her. She can't see you. Yes. You're both in there pretty much just to do the same thing and get out, right? Yes. So why would you let that bother you? And she goes, I really don't know. I said, okay. I said, you know what? I said, if you had the choice as a girl, would you stand up and pee? Because there's many times where I kind of would. Camping, for sure. If I could stand up and pee instead of having to do what we have to do when we go camping, I would totally do it. Okay. There's so many times that I would much rather be able to stand up and pee. So I kind of tried to make a joke out of it, just to, you know, make her realize that it's, you know, kind of just give some levity to it. And also because, you know, she said, are you upset with me? I said, no, I'm not upset with you at all for expressing your opinion or how you feel. I'm a little frustrated because of the timing. And I told her, I said, because it feels like you came back from dad's and now all of a sudden you're not okay with it. And I don't want anything, you know, is your dad telling you it's wrong? And she said, well, not really. They just don't really understand it. And I said, okay, I get it. But I said, can you imagine how uncomfortable Jennifer would be having to go into the boys' bathroom dressed as a girl. Can you imagine how uncomfortable the boys would be having Jennifer in the bathroom with them? She's not going to change into boy clothes to go into the bathroom to pee, then come back out and change clothes again. So, and we talked about it. I said, so let's go back and discuss kind of what we talked about in the past. If you were so uncomfortable and you felt truly that you deep down were a boy and you wanted to be seen as a boy, treated like a boy, and that is how you felt the most comfortable in your skin. And she said, uh-huh. I said, now imagine if you truly felt deep down in your heart of hearts and to your core that you were a boy. So much so that you dressed like a boy, you wanted to be called by a boy's name, and seen as a boy. Uh-huh. Now imagine someone telling you, as a boy, feeling that you're a boy, that it didn't matter, you had to use the girls' bathroom. And dressed as a boy, you walked into the girls' bathroom. How well do you think that would go? And she said, oh. I said, yeah, oh. Because personally for me, as a woman, if I'm in the bathroom and a transgender man, a woman who feels like she's a man, is dressed like a man, looks like a man, and I'm sorry, there are so many, there's, just like with anything, there's some transgenders that can pull it off better than others. That's not an insult. It's just, you know, some of them, I've met many transgenders. Some you could tell were transgender, and others that I look at, like bless her, Laverne Cox, holy bejeez, right? Beautiful trans woman, right? And without, you know, getting really up close and personal, and, you know, when she talks, you can tell a little bit more so. But other than that, good God, she's gorgeous, right? She's beautiful. And you wouldn't know necessarily. And that's kind of my biggest argument for a lot of people who are like, oh, I don't want a man dressed up as a woman in the woman's bathroom. Honey, you are mistaken if you think that it's never happened and you just didn't know. I'm telling you right now. Because any transgender who is really good, who is not just brand new at it and figuring it out, like, they know their shit. They got the hair, they got the makeup down, they got the butt, like, they got it down. If they know what they're doing and they are good at it, hell, a lot of them are damn a hell of a lot better at makeup than I am. I suck at makeup. I would love to have a transgender person come and help me with my makeup because I don't wear it very often. So when I do, I feel like a clown. I don't know what the hell I'm doing. But they are so good. I guarantee you, they have walked into a bathroom and walked back out while you were in there and you didn't even know. It is ridiculous that that is your mentality, right? And so I told my daughter that. I said, you know, it's better for her. And I said, now here's the other thing. And then, of course, we had to have the whole talk about, well, when she gets older and bigger and grows up, because right now she's little. She's just in first grade. She's a little bitty thing. She'll be able to sit down. She can't right now. There's mechanics involved in that. And she can't figure it out just yet. So right now, that's what she has to do. But as she gets older, she'll figure that out. It's a learning process for her too. I said, but in all honesty, sweetheart, she's going in there to pee. And she's coming back out just like you. That's the only reason she's in there. Right? She goes, yeah. I said, so really, don't let it bother you. And if it does, you can please feel free and talk to me about it. And I'm glad that my daughter and I have that conversation. And I think that that's what's really important here is, again, that ability to have the conversation. If you can have that conversation with your child, are they comfortable with it? Are they uncomfortable with it? Do they care? Do they not care? It's really important. And also to educate people, you know, because here's the biggest one that I hear. Here's the biggest issue that most conservatives, and not just conservatives, but a lot of the people who are against this, have. Now, for the locker room part, I kind of get that. If you have to shower with the guys and you're not a guy, I get that, right? And here's the thing. I don't understand, like, there's two sides to this, and I'll kind of get to that. If you're a man or a young man who is transgender as a girl, I don't feel that they're going to want to just jump into the showers with the other girls. Odds are they're probably not going to shower. But here's the other thing. I didn't shower during gym. I didn't want to get undressed around other girls and take a shower. I didn't want to be naked in front of other girls. I didn't want to stand there taking a shower where everybody else could watch me. I wasn't doing that. I took deodorant. I body sprayed myself down after gym. There was not a shower part in there. It wasn't happening. So changing in front of other girls, still, I did everything I could to try and make sure that nothing was seen. And I'm sure that there are ways for the transgender girls to change in the gym locker rooms without it being a huge issue, okay? Because in all honesty, they're there doing it, and I guarantee you they're just as uncomfortable getting undressed in front of everybody else as everybody else is, okay? So I don't worry too much about that. I mean, to be perfectly honest, I mean, I stand and look at it from their perspective too. Do you remember what it was like when you were a teenager in high school? I mean, come on. And as far as the men, they're like, oh, you know, everybody's like, oh, I don't want the boys. They could just dress up and pretend to be dressed up as a girl just so they could go in and look at all the other girls naked. Seriously? Do you remember high school? Do you remember school at all? Middle school, high school? Especially nowadays. Especially with cell phones and everything else that could be happening. You could be recorded. You could be photographed. Anything could happen, right? Back in high school, I remember, like, there is no way a straight guy is going to dress up like a girl just so he could go into the girls' locker room and sneak a peek. There's no way. He's not going to do that because no one will let him live it down. No one. And no one in high school will let him get away with that crap either. I mean, it's just not going to happen. I don't know any straight boy who has it in his head to go, I'm going to dress up like a chick so I can get into the girls' locker room. Huh? That's what I'm going to do. Seriously? Come on. I mean, unless they're just an asshole, right? And if you're worried that that's what's going to happen, then you should be worried about the fact that the kid's just an asshole more than anything else, right? And you shouldn't sit there and go, it's because here's the thing. That's not the transgender person's fault. The transgender person identifies as a girl. And we'd be just as horrified as a man sneaking into the locker room to take a look at the other girls as other girls would. That's what I don't get. Why is it so hard for people to understand that? They're transgender because they identify as a girl. Not because they want to see other girls naked. That's not the point of it. Just like a transgender girl who identifies as being a boy is not running in there to look at other naked men. That's not the plan. That's not the goal. That's not why they do it. It's because they identify as a man or boy. That's where they feel comfortable. Doing it the other way around, ask somebody who identifies as a girl to be stuck. And it's just dangerous. You're telling someone who wants to dress as a girl, who does dress as a girl, who looks like a girl, to walk into the men's locker room. And that's okay with you. I don't understand that. It really astonishes me. Because I can't see guys in the men's locker room. I mean, that's the thing. Like, guys don't want to sneak in to look at other guys. Do you have a problem? I mean, here's the question that I have, and here's one of the biggest questions. You're upset about the transgender person who wants to use the locker room that they identify with because they might be doing it or someone might take advantage of it, you know, in that way. But you don't have a problem with a gay man going into the locker room and showering with your boys? There's no issue there. There's an issue with, and why is it just the men? Why is it just the men dressed up as women that bothers you, but not the women dressed as men? Why does that issue not bother you? So see, it's really selective, the outrage that they seem to have, right? And really what it boils down to for me, and what I believe the issue is just fear of the unknown. They don't understand it, so they fear it. They don't get it, so they don't like it, right? And I understand that, which is why it's important to talk to people and kind of educate them and try and see if it's possible to give them more information that maybe they didn't have before, right? Because here's what I find absolutely hysterical and interesting. There have been more Republican senators charged with bathroom misconduct than transgender people have. There have been like zero transgender, as far as I know. I could be wrong, but I know that the cases of Republican senators being caught in bathrooms doing lewd acts, there have been more of those than transgender. So maybe we should just kick the Republicans out of the bathrooms. Or at least the Republican senators. Republican senators need their own bathroom. They should have their own bathroom because they're the ones getting caught doing bad things in bathrooms. Republican senators, this is your bathroom, sir. Everyone else will continue to use the regular ones. But I make light of it because I find it so difficult to deal with this because it's a hard subject because it is so controversial. But really, I think what it boils down to is just education, tolerance, understanding, and just realizing that just because you don't understand something, you can't personally relate to it, does not make it wrong, right? And here's the thing, it doesn't affect you. It really doesn't. Because they're going into the bathroom to pee. They're going to the bathroom to pee or poop, and then they're coming back out. That's it. That's all we do. They're not hurting anybody. They want to go to the bathroom just like you or me and get out. And, you know, I know some people refuse to even use public restrooms. Like, they refuse. They will not do it. They will hold it until they die because they won't even use public restrooms. So, you know, it doesn't affect them. It doesn't affect me. I go in, I pee, I go out. Most of the time, I barely make eye contact with anybody else, right? Like, who cares? And again, I'm telling you right now, I guarantee you, at one point or another, you have been in a bathroom with a transgender person and you didn't even know it. And you survived. Right? But I thought this was an important topic because it is something, like I said, you know, I did have to have the conversation with my child because it did affect us personally. We had a situation. We do have a transgender child in our school. And I told her, I said, you know, it's very possible. I said, the reason we know is because we had to be informed and we already knew, you know, we knew Jennifer before, right? We knew her before as, you know, the little boy. So we had to be informed. The school had to be informed. I said, but what about new kids that come in? There could be transgender kids at your school and you just don't know. And she goes, huh? Oh yeah. I didn't even think about that. I said, yeah. I said, because in all honesty, the only reason that you kind of, I mean, with kids at this age, because they're young, they haven't developed yet. You can't tell the difference between a boy and a girl unless they're dressed a certain way. Right? You don't know what a baby is until you ask if they're not dressed in pink or blue, right? If they're in yellow, it could be one or the other. If they're in green, who knows? Could be a boy, could be a girl. You don't know. If a little girl has a short haircut and wears shorts and a t-shirt and sneakers, would you know she was a girl or would you maybe think she might be a boy? Who knows, right? And so I think that puts it in perspective. I said, you know, if you had a friend who was a really good friend and she had really long hair and dressed in dresses. She was new to the school. She just came this year, and you really loved being around her, enjoyed, and then later found out that she was a boy. She was a transgender. She actually was a boy, but she identified with being a girl, and you've known her as a girl. Would you not be her friend anymore? And my daughter said, no, of course I'd still be her friend. I said, would it bother you? Would it upset you? She goes, well, it would maybe bother me that she didn't tell me. I said, well, yeah, but she didn't know that you would be okay with it. She had to make sure that you were her friend, and she was hoping that you would be okay and trust her, you know, and you know, you have to develop a certain amount of trust before you share something that big, you know? And she goes, yeah, I can understand that. I said, would you, you know, your best friend, would you love her any less if you found out she was gay? No. Would you love her any less if she came up to you tomorrow and said, you know what, I really feel like more of a boy than a girl, and that's what I'm going to do? Would you care? Would you love her any differently? She would still be the same person, just with short hair, you know? Yeah, I guess that's true. So I think it's just about, like I said, that level of understanding, but definitely having that discussion with your children, because that's important. You know, I think that, you know, we're in a day and age where we can't just, you know, pretend that the outside world doesn't affect our kids, because it does. It's in their world. Everything, you know, there's nothing off limits anymore, really. And to try and keep our children in a bubble, it doesn't do them any good. It doesn't prepare them for life, you know, as they grow up. So it's always been really important for me to talk to my daughter about topics like this. Things that are important. Politics, government, you know, the things going on in our world, you know, other countries and their policies, religion, lack of religion, you know, all of the various different things. So it's just one of those things where I want to make sure that my daughter is informed and that we have that kind of open relationship where we can talk about stuff like this, even though it might be uncomfortable. And that's how, you know, I want to raise my child to have an open mind and understand that discussion is key and important. And having an open mind and an open heart and understand that while you may not really get it because you don't, I mean, you can't understand what it's like to feel like a transgender person if you're not transgender. If you don't feel uncomfortable being the gender you were born, then you can't understand it necessarily. But you can sit back and go, I don't get it personally, but I totally get that you feel that way, right? I get that you feel that way, and this is what makes you more comfortable. And that's cool with me, because who am I to tell you that you have to be uncomfortable for me to be comfortable? That's not okay. I'm not going to do that. And even if it makes me uncomfortable, you know, it's not affecting me and it doesn't make me uncomfortable. But I do understand that there are many people who, you know, who they do struggle with it. It makes them uncomfortable. It goes against what they believe in. And that's totally fine. But nobody's forcing you to dress up like a girl if you don't want to. So it sort of goes back to, you know, just like everything else. You don't have to like it. You don't have to, you know, encourage or discourage. Just accept that that's them. You're you. And it really isn't directly affecting you. Just because a trans child goes to your kid's school, so what? Gay kids go to your kid's school. Hispanic people go to your kid's school. Black people go to your kid's school. Straight people go to your kid's school. Bisexual kids go to your kid's school. Transgender kids go to your kid's school. Kids who don't believe in Santa Claus go to your kid's school. Christian kids go to your school. Jewish kids go to your school. Muslim kids go to your school. Kids who don't believe in religion or faith at all go to your school. Children who are from a different country go to your school. You can't pick and choose, right? You either are an accepting person or you're not. And, you know, I may not agree with you, but I accept that I don't agree with you. And I accept that you, you know, have your bigotry or you have your whatever it may be. I don't have to like it. I accept it. And I move on, you know, until it directly affects me. If you start getting in my face about it, yeah, then it's going to directly affect me. Then we'll have a dialogue. Hopefully a friendly one, but but other than that, you live your life peacefully in your, you know, and I'll live mine. and they'll live theirs. I'm okay with it. It's fine with me. And as long as that child is happy, and it's important for that. You know, I think a kid who goes to school who is miserable in their skin is going to be miserable at school and is not going to have a good learning experience. They're spending so much time being unhappy and uncomfortable that they're probably not learning as well as they could be. And I think that's important. So again, like I said, I know this is controversial. It's a subject that's, you know, very polarized. Some people are okay with it. Other people are very much against it. And I would love to hear your thoughts on it. So if you're listening to this on the blog, please feel free and go down and comment below. I'd love to hear your feedback on it. But I think, you know, like I said, my stance on it is that I want my daughter to talk to me about anything that makes her uncomfortable so we can discuss it and see if we can't identify why it's making her uncomfortable. And I want to raise my child, all my children, to be tolerant, loving, and accepting. Because here's the thing. I would want other people to be loving and tolerant and accepting of my children. I've dealt with people who have issues with my children because of their behavior, because of the brain injury, because of how, you know, it affects my son and how he behaves and the way his life has been. I've dealt with intolerant people. And I know how it feels to have people not fully understand the situation, but totally be okay with judging it, right? With totally being okay telling me I'm wrong, telling me I'm a bad parent, telling me I should discipline my children, telling me that I'm doing this wrong or that wrong, or I should be doing this, when they're not living my experience, right? So I've dealt with that and I know how it feels. And so I want my kids to be loving and tolerant and understanding. And even if they don't understand it or get it, they can still go, you know, I don't get it, but I totally respect your right to live the way you want, right? I'm not going to tell you you're wrong. And I think that that is really important. That's at least my take on it. So I hope that you enjoyed this podcast. It is a very controversial topic. It's something that we all are living in right now. And so I hope that it helped. Maybe it gave you some ideas. Maybe you have, you know, a child who is transgender and is struggling with that, or is just finally coming into that and is now happier because of it, because they're finally realizing what they need to do to be happy and feel comfortable in their own skin. Maybe your children have a transgender child in their school and they're struggling with, you know, how to deal with that. You know, hopefully this helped. Maybe it's something that, you know, can give them a little bit of perspective, or you, and a different side to the story. So I hope that this was helpful and I hope that you enjoyed it. Until next time, take care, have a great day, and remember how much of a rock star you are, Mom. Take care. Thanks for joining me today for the Single Mom Success Podcast. Be sure to follow us on all our social media platforms, and if you haven't subscribed to our newsletter yet, head on over to thesinglemomblog.com to make sure you never miss out on our most recent posts and podcasts. Thanks again, and never forget, you rock.